Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Senator Dan Sullivan is advocating a dual strategy to enhance Alaska's energy and defense sectors. He proposes an Alaska LNG pipeline project that could attract federal defense funding, particularly by securing the U.S. military as an anchor tenant. Sullivan emphasized that aligning the LNG project with national security priorities, such as the reopening of the Adak Island Naval Base, would increase its chances of federal backing. Given Alaska's strategic location, Sullivan sees the state as critical in the face of rising authoritarian threats, citing recent Russian and Chinese military activities. In meetings with military officials, he pushed for reopening the Adak base, which he views as vital for national security, especially for deploying aviation assets and naval forces. Sullivan envisions a future where Alaska's energy development and defense efforts work together, creating jobs, reducing energy reliance, and boosting federal investment. He believes this collaboration will lead Alaska into a new era of prosperity and security. The Alaska House has passed House Bill 69. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson with more.
The first hearing on the education funding bill, House Bill 69, has been set for Monday after passing through the House on Wednesday in a 24-16 vote. The bill would increase the base student allocation by $1,000. In addition to the $1,000 per student increase, subsequent increases would also take place on July 1st of each year through 2028, with the allocation for the 2026 and 2027 including an additional $404 on top of those funding boosts. If signed into law, as the bill currently stands, it would annually increase K-12 public school funding by roughly $250 million. Those in opposition to the bill raised many concerns regarding the funding for the bill. Senator Will Stapp of Fairbanks was one of those take issue with what he said was no reliable funding source.
I will say that there are two ways to pay for this bill, Mr. Speaker. If you vote yes, that's you're either going to murder the rest of the PFD or you're going to tell folks you're going to tax people. I'm interested to hear which one we're going to do to fund this, because right now we're about to write a check we can't cash and it's going to bounce on the other end.
Representative Kai Holland of Anchorage expressed support for the bill, saying that it's an investment in Alaska's future.
I urge support for this bill, and then let's move on to building the businesses and the communities that will then welcome the graduates of our great schools.
Last week, HB 69 passed the House Rules Committee on a 5-2 vote. The vote was followed by an attempt to amend the bill to include Governor Mike Dunleavy's alternative bill proposal, which failed in a 4-3 vote. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Matt Wilson, KSRM News.
Join the city of Soldotna at the 34th Sweeney St. Patrick's Day Parade, presented by the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce. Enjoy traditional Irish music, lively floats, and the celebration of Irish culture. The annual parade was started 34 years ago by Mike Sweeney, owner of Sweeney's Clothing in Soldotna.
We had the fire department. We had people from Kusilov that were in the parade. We had people all over town. And then the next year, it just grew. It doubled and doubled again. And I think the participation is going to be great. There's just a lot of interest this year.
The parade is on Monday, March 17th at 4:30 p.m. The lineup will begin at 4 p.m. at Parker Park, located on West Park Avenue in Soldotna, near the U.S. Postal Service building. For folks who want to participate, there is no application required.
And there's no need to sign up. Just show up at 4 p.m. at Parker Park, line up, and you're in the parade.
That was Heidi Sorrell, Executive Director for the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce. Don't miss the chance to style up in your favorite green and enjoy festive fun with the community. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.